Last Friday marked the 77th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, which led to the U.S. entering World War II. The Americans who fought in that war on multiple fronts have come to be known as the Greatest Generation, and U.S. leadership resulted in the Axis powers, Germany, Italy, and Japan, being defeated. And that reality continues to be the one that dominates what succeeding generations know about that period of the early 1940s. But there are some who've pushed an alternate narrative, one that includes the U.S. not receiving enough credit for the related events. And with me to talk about that is Volker Benkert, assistant history professor at ASU. Volker, what is this conflict that has arisen, among a few at least, related to the U.S. role in World War II?
If we think about contemporary conservatives, there is a concern here that the kind of liberal mainstream academic output focuses apparently too much on contribution of minorities in this war and questions the moral character of how the United States fought this war too much. So I'm thinking particularly about Victor David Hansen, who's a very distinguished historian, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, who wrote in the National Review in 2015 that liberal revisionists kind of diminuate the American contribution here. And I think this is, on the one hand side, very, very problematic. No one wants to downplay, the sacrifice and service of white Americans in this war. Mm-hmm. However, the story is so large that, of course, we can honor the contribution of African Americans, of Navajo code talkers. We can think about Japanese Americans, right? The most distinguished infantry unit in this war was the Japanese infantry regiment. So the story is so large, there is nothing to lose by honoring these contributions.
Well, that's why I wonder why there would be any sort of conflict there, considering that this war made such an impact and the outcome was a good outcome. Why would that sort of argument still be happening now?
Well, so for example, in the words of Philip Jenkins, who's also a distinguished professor at Baylor University and who wrote in the American Conservative in February 2017, and in the wake of a lot of movies that seem to highlight the particular experience of some groups. So he, for example, was writing in response to Hacksaw Ridge, which took the story of a conscientious objector at its heart. He also mentioned The Wind Talkers, a 2002 movie about the Navajo code talkers. He also mentioned Red Tails, a 2012 movie about the Tuskegee Airmen. Right? There's a concern here that somehow liberal academics are, devoting too much time and space to these contributions, and too little to the sacrifice of mainstream Americans. There's also concern here that the moral character of this war is somehow questioned. Of course, this was a good war, right? There is no question that stopping Nazi aggression or Japanese expansion is a moral good. However, is there not also room to say, well, in fighting this war, we made moral choices that we can discuss, right? If we think about the bombings or the nuclear bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they ended the war. That saved many American lives. It saved many Japanese lives who would be lost in an invasion. However, for the most part, the people who perished in these attacks were everyday Japanese people innocent of any crime.
Is there a danger from a historical standpoint or even just from a societal standpoint today of picking out the problems, the moral questions there may have been with a war like that? Or is it something we just need to be open about and say, well, this was a good war, but there were complications?
I think that a democratic society can easily sustain that kind of criticism and debate, just as liberal academics it's perfectly fair to argue that maybe we've been highlighting certain aspects more than we should and we've lost sight of the bigger picture. That's not an unfair criticism or not something that we cannot discuss. So no, the story is very big. We can share this story, and as a democratic society we can easily live with that kind of controversy.
Can we come back to the moral question a little bit of the war? Because certainly I think people do think about the nuclear bombs being dropped. Are there other questions that don't come up as often?
A very Arizona story are the Japanese internment camps, of course. Right, this is a very problematic case of an American president deciding to intern American citizens, many of whom actually had sons who fought in the United States military and often with great distinction. But here is the question is also, how can we tell this story? Is acknowledging this story, is acknowledging what I would perceive as a deep moral failure, is this really problematic to the victory that the United States helped win together with the Allies? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And even for me personally, right, my grandfather-in-law is a member of the Greatest Generation, mm-hmm. and he, you know, he's a Southern white Christian who lied about his age to volunteer, right? And this is a story of great pride, but should be. But again, his story is not anything that is overshadowed by telling the story of others, nor is it is the pride that we should take in this kind of really service and sacrifice that inspired these young men, mm-hmm. And something that we should rightfully be proud of. This is not questioned by asking moral questions about other things, such as Japanese internment. This is not at all limited to that.
Volker Benkert is an assistant professor of history at ASU.